This podcast is brought to you by the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
Well, one of the better startup success stories out of the University of Pennsylvania in the last couple of decades is that of Insomnia Cookies. Started back in the early part of the 2000s by then UPenn student Seth Berkowitz, the company has done an incredible job of making cookies available at all times of the day, even into the early morning hours, to handle those late night cravings. Now, the company, continuing its growth by taking a building, or should say incorporating a new global headquarters right here in downtown Philadelphia, but it is also going to be incorporating the idea of a four-day work week. Great to be joined by Seth Berkowitz, co-founder and CEO of Insomnia Cookies right now. Seth, great to have you with us. Thanks for a few moments today.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, so I kind of gave a little bit of the backstory, but maybe you can fill in the blanks a little bit more as to what it was like back in the early 2000s when you were thinking about this idea.
So I started Insomnia when I was a sophomore. Thought of the idea when I was a sophomore at UPenn. I was a college 2004 grad, and I lived on Bay's Block with eight of my friends. And we ordered all sorts of products late into the night, and I just had a serious craving for something sweet, something comforting, something warm, and something incredibly convenient. And so took that concept, tested it out amongst my peers, and launched the business right after junior year started, and been a 21-year journey now. We have almost 300 stores throughout the world. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. So as you're building that out, and obviously the education you got at Penn certainly helping you along the way, but I would imagine there were certainly plenty of bumps in the road in terms of trying to get those first locations started and then obviously continuing to build out.
I mean, most certainly. It's one thing to deliver cookies around the Penn campus and expanding it to Drexel and Temple, as I did in 2003 into 2004, but opening multiple locations, I honestly had no idea what I was doing. Required a lot of support from others who'd done it before me. I found some mentors, was able to raise a little bit of growth capital from angel investors, and just honestly about 5 to 10 years of iteration and reinvention to get to a point where late night cookies were accepted as something that was normal and fun and engaging and something to share. And a little bit after the advent of the iPhone, we really started to see the business take off, but it certainly took quite some time to learn the ropes and become sustainable.
Seth, I could have used you back in about 1990 when I was going to Temple University. Would have been nice to have those late night cookies available to me back then.
Well, I hope you can partake now.
I can, and you guys do a great job. All right, so let's dig into these couple of announcements that your company has made, and I'll start with the four-day work week. Take us behind the decision to go that route, because that's been obviously a talking point of a lot of companies here in the last few years about whether or not the four-day work week is something that will work larger scale here in the United States.
So Insomnia is, at its core, an experiential brand, right? We meet the consumer where they're seeking a craveable moment, a shareable moment. So our delivery backbone, our retail stores are the key to our success. And so it was critical to me, kind of thinking it through as COVID really changed the workplace, that I wanted my Insomniacs together, that we would all be able to collaborate and work in an innovation center that allowed us to really meet the promise that we commit to our Insomniacs. We're going to deliver warm cookies all through the night. We're going to do it really creatively and really effectively. And so I wanted to make sure that we could physically be together to solve problems. And so the trade-off from asking those to be back in the office 4 days a week was to get back on Fridays. That was the conversation we were having internally, the way that I framed it to the company. And it's been really, really well received. It's been phenomenal.
So is that four-day week, because there are obviously a lot of questions around how that four-day week will be structured. I mean, do you expand the day on those 4 days to like 10 hours a day instead of the traditional eight? You know, how does something like pay structure work when you're working one less day than maybe, you know, somebody had in the past?
We have parameters. They're not incredibly strict. So we have 9 to 6 is the guideline for the day, Monday through Thursday, so nine hours. So that's 36 hours a week. The ask is you got to get your work done, right? You need to make sure that the stores are operating effectively. And so people typically follow that rubric. We also ask that our insomniacs work in the retail bakery 4 hours a month. So those are kind of the two parameters that we've set. And so it's 36 hours plus those 4 extra hours working in the bakery. And that's it. We haven't changed any compensation structure whatsoever.
So then let me ask you also, you mentioned about the impact of the pandemic. How did that impact your thinking about the company, the delivery, all of this structure within the firm? And it sounds like there are elements of what you had to deal with during the pandemic to make sure that the operation stayed as almost as seamless as possible, that you've been able to continue on and use now that COVID is less of a concern.
I mean, it was a very complicated time, to say the least, for everybody. But I think our first acknowledgement was we had a really loyal insomnia customer base. They loved the product and that there was going to continue to be a craving for delivery. Where they were now living was a little bit unclear to us. So we expanded our delivery zones. We started delivering out further than ever before. We rolled out a much broader nationwide shipping offering. And we started to meet the consumer where they were. As things have normalized and feel to some extent like 2019 in our universe, we now have these expanded tools, but still trying to do the same things we do, right? We deliver late into the night. It's, you know, retail centric, opening on college campuses and in major cities. I think the workplace environment certainly has evolved, I think, more than the business model itself.
Let me ask you, with a few minutes left here, to talk about the new HQ, which, from what I understand, is right downtown in Center City, near City Hall. So right in the middle of kind of everything that's going on there. And I understand it even it has a kind of a retail component as part of the HQ as well, right?
It does. So we're located at 1 South Broad, across the street from City Hall. And so the basis for the building was we wanted to be steeped in innovation, making sure that we can talk to the consumer, we can get insights from their tastes and the flavor profiles that they find important to them. So we have a retail flagship store, so the largest one we have in the country. We have an innovation floor on the second floor, and then we have our corporate headquarters on the top floor. And so there's an opportunity to work in the bakery, to develop recipes, develop products, to make it a little bit more living and breathing. And the space itself is beautiful and dynamic and just a really fun place to work.
And it's an important a step to take, especially, I guess, right now, because there are a lot of questions about, you know, what the commercial real estate footprint of a lot of companies, is going to be. They are thinking about what that is going to be over, you know, the next couple of decades. You've made that investment believing that's best for your company, correct?
I mean, certainly, and also that it's in Philly. I mean, the business started here. And so to me, it's so important to make it clear that we're a Philly business, we're a Philly brand. Our founding is not only a matter of the history, it's a matter of continued forward momentum. And we have a ton of stores in the market. We have 18 stores throughout Philadelphia. So there's just a lot of mutual love from Insomniac to the city and back. So it's really important for us to kind of set the footing right in the heart of downtown. And it's working really well. I mean, we're finding it's a great way to attract talent. And to be part of the revitalization of downtown again.
I was going to say, and I got about a minute left, but where do you see then the next steps in the build out of this company?
I mean, for us, it's continuing to do what we do well, try to do it better each day, and start to understand how we can do it globally. I mean, things definitely change when you cross borders. We have stores in Canada and in England. Making sure that we can do it effectively, across the countries is certainly something we're working on each day, but just more of what you're seeing is what you'd expect from Insomnia down the road.
Seth, appreciate the time today. I am one that takes the train into Philadelphia to get to the Penn campus when I go in to do the show there. So now I know to detour when I go into Suburban Station. Don't go right for the train. Head upstairs and head to Insomnia Cookies at 1 South Broad.
I really appreciate that and really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Seth. All the best. Thanks. Seth Berkowitz, who is the co-founder and CEO of Insomnia Cookies. To explore more content from the Wharton School, visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.